Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Happy Open Line Thursday, Rickies. Good morning. We are the Junks. We're coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan if you're listening in Richmond, Virginia. And Monumental Sports Network on the TV side. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, it's very simple. You go to cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team and get the details there. I'm Cakes at Money Metal Cakes on your Twitter, at Cakes Flops on your Instagram. Got a three-man junk show getting you through this OLT. John Paul Flame is sitting where Jason Bishop usually sits.
What's up, Cakesy?
Hello. Good morning to you. And Eric Bickle is to my right.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
I am good. Hope all is well with you.
Eric-Bickle-3. And I did get a message last night. Let me see here. I think I have a question for Cakes.
How swole is your Venmo at this point? That's my question. And I'm not giving you $5 for it.
No, it's just not, no chance. It's not that swole.
Is this legal?
I don't know.
It could be
right on the borderline.
This is actually for Valdez.
Okay.
It's from Daniel. Does Valdez know the filet of fish comes in Old Bay every
this
once
is Matt
in a while?
Valdez.
I have had our great listeners alert me to the fact that there's Old Bay seasoned filet of fish. But I guess what
is
you could
like
do.
Is that like a secret menu or is it only certain times?
I think it's just
every
once in a while.
Might be seasonal.
Yeah.
But I mean, how
only
hard is
only here in D.C.?
Probably regional, I would guess.
But yeah. any true Marylander keeps Old Bay in their center console and they can just dump it on their filet of fish whenever they
funny.
Go through drive through.
I mean, I've never heard of that a real, the true blue Marylander has.
Of course, Old Bay in their car. If I sent Mar down to your car right now, you could pull out Old Bay?
Yeah. Yeah, keep that thing on me.
That's a great Cakes. Bet. Do you also have the J.O. seasoning? Do you have both?
No, because J.O., well, number one, you have to get J.O. number two. That is the better one of all the J.O.s.
Hold on, J.O. has two different types of seasoning?
Yes. come on.
Hey, look, I'm a rookie compared to you when it comes to crab seasoning.
I can tell you live far from the bay.
What's the difference between J.O.1 and J.O.2?
It's a different blend of seasons, and J.O.2 is coarse.
There's not as much in J.O.2 as in J.O.1.
Yeah.
J.O.1, there's more.
Yeah. And then J.O.2 is a coarser seasoning.
Oh, okay.
The salt is bigger.
Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha. Got like big salt crystals.
Yeah. Well, I would like to try that. I mean, I don't think
how hard is it to get? Just get a filet of fish, just put Old Bay on it.
I don't think I'm going to store Old Bay in my car. I got enough issues with odors and everything else in there. I don't need.
It's like a fragrant.
Your car for you smells it like is. Your car smells like Hooper's Crab House.
No, it's just like a little thing that's in my center console
small.
I had.
Yeah. Travel size.
Like, when was the last time you used it?
I never use it. It's just, I know it's in the center console somewhere.
All right,
it's a great.
It's the same thing that I do with my crackers. And then
just my, you have them saved in there.
I have crackers in case my car emergency turns.
And a bottle of water.
Yes,
of
my, in case my car turns over and I'm stranded.
Mm-hmm. Smart
for the winter.
Yeah.
Right. Or anytime.
Or anytime.
I mean, yeah, I've had a few times here in the last 5 years or so where people have been stranded overnight, like in their cars, and a borderline. You know, you worry about food and water.
I keep a gallon of water in my trunk, and I have a pack of crackers with Old Bay in my center console.
Right.
The water's so warm.
That would help you survive, though.
Oh, like, yeah, but if
are you're gonna, like,
dying of thirst, yeah, it's going to taste silly.
You're not going to care. If your car slipped over, nobody can find you, and you have a little tiny bottle of warm water, you're not going to care. I see you looking at me. JP is looking at me like, oh, people never flip over in their cars. They're never trapped in their cars, and people can't find them. It happens all the time.
All the time.
It's probably happening right now. People skidding off the road, driving too fast with the Debbie remnants outside.
That was hurting.
I wouldn't worry about flipping over, but I would worry about, it's happened a few times here, where we just get some unusual snow event.
Yeah, sure.
Well, it's not just snow, but I also, there was a story where some person flipped their car over on a main road.
Right.
And then there's a ditch that's on the side of the road, and first responders and other people couldn't find the person because their car was flipped over in the ditch.
That's exactly what I'm talking about, JP. Right here, this story.
Not sweating it, Cakes.
I mean, what if Valdez crashes through the guardrail of the Bay Bridge and plummets into the bay?
Well, that's a whole separate issue. That's a whole separate issue.
He's going to need his water and his pack of saltines.
I will say,
I'll swim to Sandy Point.
No, at that point, he's going to need a coffin because he's dead.
You fall off the bridge, you're done. A couple years ago, though, when I almost got stuck on the GW Parkway, but I just risked it all, crossed the median, and went back the other way into D.C. and somehow found my way home. After that, I was in a near panic.
Mm-hmm.
I now on keep a Slim Jim in there. That's my emergency sustenance. Yeah,
I don't hate it.
I'll step into a Slim Jim.
I got a little protein in there if I ever get stuck overnight.
Oh yeah, you flip your car. You got a Slim Jim. Sorry, I'm a little fudgy. It's early. It's the first segment.
Yeah.
Look, a cured meat stick is a great idea for.
I think it's been in my car for about 2 years.
I mean, would you rather have a Slim Jim or 10 old stale crackers? Slim Jim. Yeah.
It's got a little protein to it.
Slim Jim wins.
So many preservatives.
Oh, yeah. I think it's probably good for 10 years.
That's probably better than my crackers, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Snap into a traffic jam.
I think you could literally bring in a pack of Slim Jims for a year and they'd be fine.
Right. I mean, if the ice cream sandwich doesn't deteriorate, a Slim Jim.
You know what? I might want to take that back because I think I've gotten a stale Slim Jim or two.
That's true. I have gotten the kitchen. Stale ones.
Yeah, I may ice cream
sandwich.
Back.
Put an ice cream sandwich in your car.
Yeah, that'll be fine. The fake ice cream sandwiches.
Solid.
Yeah. Well, didn't watch any Olympics yesterday, although I saw that our guy Quincy Mills come back from behind down the stretch and win. Kid from Bowie that goes to Bullis?
I
the 400? Did you guys see
know.
That?
Yeah, the 400 was awesome. I want to say he was in fourth or fifth place when they took the last turn.
Yeah.
And there have been a couple Americans.
I thought he had only qualified for one of the
kicks.
Relays. I didn't realize he'd actually qualified for the 400 on his own.
Quincy Hall.
Quincy.
Well, it was Quincy Hall who had the comeback.
Wilson. Yeah, Quincy Wilson.
No, but Quincy Hall was the one that won.
Oh, Quincy Hall's the one that had the kick?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Are you sure? Okay.
Yes, Quincy Hall won with a personal best 43.4, which is the fourth fastest a man has ever run the 400 meters. But when they took the turn, he was in fourth place with 50 meters to go. He just kind of came out of nowhere.
Oh, so Quincy Wilson is going to lead off the 4x400
relay. Okay, so maybe
relay.
I'm wrong then. Wilson is not
Friday.
The one. It's Quincy. Okay. Wilson's not the one that won the 400. That's Quincy Hall.
Correct.
All right. It's Wilson's. Okay. That's because I thought he was in the relay. Okay. I'm sorry. I had the confused. Okay.
By the way, on a side note, could you imagine running in the track meet against Bullis and you got to face that kid that's going to the Olympics?
And no.
At 16?
No, I can't even fathom.
Take your L.
Yeah. You just like, you know what? I'm not gonna pull my hamstring today. I'm taking second here. I'm going to ease up.
Did you see that, speaking of Olympics, the women's golf is going on right now?
Yeah.
Did you see that Charlie Hall is bitter because she can't smoke her she can't smoke her ciggies on the course.
Why are they? It's like an Olympic rule or something.
I don't know.
She can in the LPGA. She does.
She does that all the time.
Yeah, it's kind of her calling card.
But isn't France a very pro nicotine country? Don't they all do is smoke cigs in the streets?
Never been. I couldn't tell you.
I mean, it seems dumb. It's outside. You should be able to smoke a cig on a golf course if you want. I don't do it. I'll smoke a cigar occasionally, but
a heater on a golf course is a special kind of pleasure from back in the day. Now, I haven't had one in quite a while.
Marr's very pro heater on the course.
I mean, we were playing with Mike Marr a few months ago at the Purple Heart Open, and he was dragging on Marlboro Red heaters.
He was begging.
And it was 90 degrees outside,
yeah.
And all he wanted was a partner in crime. And I said, if it was a Marlboro Light, I might consider it. It's a Marlboro Red.
Just too strong.
I can't do it to this delicate flower of an ecosystem.
It was the turning point in our round. I mean, we were kind of falling off. We had like five holes left. Vibes were going low. Hit the heater. And then from that point on, you know, that's when I chipped in.
Yeah.
Vibes were back up.
Yeah, Mike's in. He was pounding beers. Who introduced you to just having a good time?
To cigs.
I feel like it's just one of those things everyone dabbles with in college a little bit.
So it was college, not high school.
Yeah. I mean, I don't smoke cigs on the regular.
Yeah.
But you're a party cig
guy. Special occasions.
Yeah, you're a bar cig guy.
Drunk cigs.
Yeah, drunk cigs. Those are drunk cigs and golf cigs are the best cigs.
Do you always have them like on standby? Do you go out and buy cigs when you go out?
No, we don't really crave them when we're out. Like when we're out in like Clarendon or Arlington.
Yeah,
I mean, sometimes like we'll go back home at night at like 2 a.m.
And somebody's got a pack and you start ripping them.
Yeah, but we don't like crave them when we're out in public.
Or you buy a pack and they're like, I think a pack of cigs is like $9 or $10. If you're buying like
damn near 10 bones.
If you're buying like premium.
Too expensive. With the cigs and the Zins and everything, you got a lot of stuff going on over there, bro.
The Zins are always coming out with me.
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm going out, the Zins are in my left pocket, guaranteed.
Right. I was playing golf yesterday with my buddy, and he's normally a 3 milligram guy, but for whatever reason, he had the 6.
He went hard.
He went with the 6, and it lasted about 20 minutes. He didn't get sick or anything like that, but he had to spit it out.
Yeah, people forget,
it was too much.
That's a big jump.
It was too intense.
It's a big jump.
Oh, it's a big jump. Yeah. I jumped in the deep, and I was not ready for it.
Well, you went from 0 to 6. I went from 3 to 6.
0 to 6.
Yeah.
Never again.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, do the 3s. You should do the 3. I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm never doing them again. Right. Unless you pay me some outrageous sum of money. I can always be bought.
Right.
It's but like, I wouldn't do it willingly.
It's like if you're a kid, like your first taste of alcohol probably shouldn't be like straight tequila or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It could probably be like a light beer.
Or a wine cooler. Okay. Like, right. I'm sure my first sip of alcohol was beer,
right?
And I turned my nose up at it. Then I developed a taste for wine coolers. Now, this is in late high school.
Now, wine coolers actually still do kind of exist.
Yeah,
they're not nearly
they're still
as popular as they were when we were kids.
There's no Bartles and James from back in like the 80s and into the 90s.
No, but there's still one or two of those brands.
Sure. Like Seagram's, I think, still makes
Seagram's
a wine cooler.
Seagram's definitely still makes a wine cooler.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if you had a Surfside when you were 12?
What a gateway!
That would be the biggest gateway alcohol ever.
Would have been amazing,
dude. I got to tell you, the Surfside. This is just. I mean,
again,
I'm not,
we're promoting responsible,
of course,
21 plus drinking here. That's what we're. That's all
the Surfside
all about.
Is all the rage. Everybody I run into,
it's
they
the
all,
hottest thing.
Everybody Ocean City, knows about it
at Ocean City. You should have seen it. They were slinging them like M&Ms.
Honestly, Surfsides they're so huge.
You think I didn't reach out to Bobby Bilicki and say, hey, I've run out of Surfside, and I'm about to take a trip down the ocean. I would love a shipment. He shipped me two cases.
Do you know what the hottest one out there is? They're all good, but the hottest Surfside is green tea ones.
Green tea
are the hottest things in the world.
I was like, what is this sorcery? Green tea with vodka?
And it was amazing.
I haven't tried it yet. I'm saving them, EB.
It's
saving them for the trip.
Green tea is the one seed. Peach tea is the two seed.
What about the strawberry? A lot of people like the strawberry.
I don't like the strawberry. I like the Arnold Palmer one.
I'm a raspberry guy.
Yeah.
A raspberry lemonade guy.
But I didn't, honestly, like, they've come from like 0 to 60.
Yeah, I know. You know what the worst?
Overnight.
The worst
part
is.
He knew that was happening. I met him before my New Year's party.
You're talking about Bobby?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And he was still with his old company. Yeah. And he was about to leave for Surfside, and he gave me a sampling. He's like, hey, I'm about to leave. He was with like Modelo and Corona.
Does he even bother selling beer anymore? He's like,
no, beer. And he was like, this is an up and coming company. Right. And he got on a rocket ship.
He did, yeah.
Dude, it is good a rocket ship. You know, literally everywhere I go in the country, people know about him now.
But you know what the worst part is? Is like at least High Noon and White Claw and Truly's, they got like a year run. Now they're all copying Surfside. Truly, High Noon, they all have non-carbonated tea alcohol drink.
It's no joke.
They're trying to.
I always thought the seltzers were overrated. I
walk
never
into
loved
the Montgomery
the
County like beer and liquor stores, and the beer section has shrunk. It's all now the ready to drink, the RTD cocktails, yes. The ready to drinks.
Carbonation.
I look around, I'm like, where's is there any beer left?
Right.
The shelf space for beer has shrunk.
He told me then, he said, it's all about cocktails.
Yeah, it's cocktails. Yeah. Cocktails.
It's not about beer anymore.
Carbonation is out. No one likes carbonation.
Nobody likes bubbles.
No one likes bubbles.
Bubbles are out.
Bubbles are out.
I never liked them. I thought the seltzers were overrated.
I don't mind bubbles. I'm not going to lie. I can do either. I can do both.
No, bubbles are out.
Bubbles out. In 2024, out. Apparently, that's the thing.
Man, I wish I know I do reads for them and stuff. I wish I had stock in them.
Stock.
Hey, do you know how many people?
I'm buying.
Do you know how many people have asked me for a Surfside hoodie?
I've had them.
I know one person that asked me to get him a Surfside hoodie.
Yes.
And he may have a bad Maryland accent. Then,
I've just had a billion people come up to me and they see your Surfside on air and they see me with mine. And they go, I need that.
Somebody was the other day was loving my head cover. Surfside head cover. It's so silly. You got to get one of those.
Mike Marr, you need to get this audio to the powers that be. Okay, you need to get this last 2 minutes, okay, clipped up and get it sent off
to
where
Manti.
It needs to go.
Give it to Manti. You. It's her account.
Yeah, this is called organic.
Yeah.
Added value. That's what this is.
Dude, you know, when I was at the grocery store in the Outer Banks, and just like for the last couple of days, I was just looking for something different. I didn't realize Arizona Iced Tea has their own.
Well, of course. Why wouldn't they jump into the fray?
Yeah, they have their own vodka-infused Arizona green tea, Arizona whatever.
Yeah, of course. It's no Surfside, Palmer.
Huh?
No Surfside.
No Surfside. I'm just saying, it's stunning, to Cakes' point, how big the section is of everybody with their flavored drinks.
I know, but that's what I'm saying is, like, those seltzers, they had like a year to run solo before everyone else copied them. Now everyone's copying Surfside. They didn't even have a whole summer before they got copied.
I saw the Surfside display. Now, I could have bought it, but of course, my high-level brain was like, well, why would I come out of pocket when I have an amazing hookup? So that triggered my brain. Send a text to Bobby Blicky.
When I was in Ocean City, I brought a pack of like a variety pack for the boat.
Yeah.
Those things were done within 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Everyone going on so easy.
Everyone was grabbing them. They couldn't wait to have another.
Couldn't stop.
You could literally have 10 of them. Just like it's nothing.
Again, responsible drinking. Okay. is what we're pitching. Right. That's our thing.
All right.
It's our mantra, EB.
Whatever you say.
All right, coming up on an Open Line Thursday, we've got a lot to get to on the show. Mike Jones, NFL writer for The Athletic. He'll join us coming up at 7:20. And our pal Pete Haley joins us from across the pond. He is our Junks Olympic correspondent. He'll be checking in from Paris. That is at 8 o'clock. When we come back, we'll get into the Junks sports page. Don't go anywhere. We're the Junks on the Fan.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man.
Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Time now for the Junk Sports page brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need a quick burst of energy, perhaps? Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot for steady energy and long-lasting focus. Sip on our refreshing 12-ounce can. Find both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code Junkies. You get 10% off. And remember, Don't Sleep makes you great.
So I'll start with the Olympics. EB mentioned the 400. It was Quincy Hall who had the comeback. It was an exciting race. I mean, there have been a couple comebacks. We talked about the 1500, where I think his name was Hooker, that came back to win that one. Here, Quincy Hall, it's 400 meters. It's a lap. 50 meters to go, he passes the former Olympic champion. 40 meters to go, he passes another guy. And then there was another guy from Great Britain who was ahead of him. And what Hall said, he goes, you can't outrun a dog. A dog is going to chase you forever. So he chased him down, and he captured the gold on Wednesday night.
Yeah, when I saw that finish, I was blown away. You know, I just saw it on replay. Didn't see it live, of course. It was just amazing. Amazing. I don't know. Where was he like sort of seated? Like, did they think he was going to be a medal contender?
Not sure about that. I mean, it's all very close. I mean, talking hundreds of a second sometimes. But his winning time was his personal best. So they get a gold there. The American basketball team plays today at 3:30 against Serbia. Their head coach, Steve Kerr, is worried about Serbia. He doesn't want the team to be lulled to sleep because they did beat them twice. They beat them by 26 in a pre-Olympic exhibition, and then they beat them by 26 again in the group play. Interestingly, in that group play game, when Jokic was on the court, it was even. When he was off the court, minus 26.
No.
Play him every minute. If I'm the head coach, I'm like, be ready to play 40, bro.
Yeah, you better be ready for some heavy lifting, Joker, because you're not coming off the court.
So Team USA will play Serbia. On the other side, it is France against Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Cakes, your guy Bilal Coulibaly, averaging just 1.5 points and 1.5 rebounds.
That's your guy.
across 8.9 minutes per game.
There's a lot of, you know what?
That's your guy.
I cannot wait for my victory / redemption tour.
All
okay,
right.
In 2027, 2028, when Bilal Coulibaly is a finished product and he's a borderline superstar in the NBA, this guy is going to have the last laugh.
It's actually kind of alarming.
Okay,
just the 1.5
points. Letting everybody know.
It's not even the points and rebounds. It's the minutes.
How many minutes is he getting?
About 8 minutes a game.
8 minutes a game.
Okay, so look. How's
now, France is a good team.
He's getting eight minutes.
Is Wemby playing for them?
Of course.
I'm throwing this Olympics experience for him out.
Mm.
8 minutes a game? You can't.
How many NBA players do they have?
They have a bunch. They've got Wemby. They've got Rudy Gobert, who's been benched.
Mm-hmm.
They have Evan Fournier.
Mm-hmm.
They have Nicholas Batum.
All right.
And they have,
you know what?
A guy who was in the NBA,
so
Frank.
I'm not even going to acknowledge it's happening.
Frank Nicolina, the guy who was with the Knicks. He was kind of a controversial pick by Phil Jackson back in the
day.
Yeah,
I remember the name.
What's his name?
I don't remember how to pronounce his last name.
Kitalina, I think.
Yeah, Frank Nicolina, something like that.
Yeah, I don't really remember.
But Coulibaly's not getting much run. And when he's on the court, he doesn't do that much. I root for him. I want the Wizards to be good.
I'm going to take all my flowers.
I just find it a little comical.
Mostly from him. But you're starting to get in on it. You're starting to go anti-Bilal.
I've said this for a while, Cakes.
And I don't like it.
I expect young players to flash. They don't have to be great consistently. But across 82 games of the regular season, I would have liked one or two which popped.
Look,
he didn't even have one or two games where he popped.
He had what I would term.
And now on the international court, they don't play him.
A solid NBA debut at the tender age of 19. Again, remember, not a finished product.
Neither is Wemby, but Wemby certainly popped.
Okay, Wemby's a generational guy, and he's 7'5". I don't think that's a fair comp. And he was the number one overall pick, probably the best pick in the last 15 to 20 years. Unfair comp. Just get your flowers ready for the year 2027 and 28.
Look, I think he's going.
That's when he's going to blossom.
I think he's going to be a glue player in the league.
Maybe.
Not a star. Because I think stars show something more in their rookie season.
A lot of times, guys who are picked in the 7 to 10 range, they don't become superstars. They become productive NBA players, but not superstars.
So that's your prediction for Bilal?
No. I still think he's going to develop into something special.
All-star? He'll make all-star appearances?
Mm.
Yeah. How many all-stars will he have?
Good question. I don't know if I'm willing to bet on all-star at this point. Uh-huh. I need to see more.
The over-under is 0.5. More.
All right, will he ever average, because guys like Harvey Grant came close to this, will he ever average 20 points a game?
20. 20's a lot. 20 is like all-star,
yeah, if you're on a bad
all-star
team,
level.
If you're on a bad team, you can score 20.
What do you average as a rookie, about 7 or 8?
Look, I think there's still a chance, Cakes. I just would like to see some flashes. I just picked a random NBA player who I think is somewhat similar to Bilal Coulibaly in terms of size, DeMar DeRozan.
Okay.
His rookie season, he averaged 8.6 points per game.
I'd kill for him to develop into DeMar DeRozan.
I mean, sure, DeMar DeRozan's a good player.
Very good player. Oh, you would kill for that.
DeMar DeRozan,
I'm just saying that he averaged 8.6 points per game, so there's still plenty of time. I agree with you. I'm impatient, and I would like to see a couple of flashes.
JP is clearly impatient.
He's impatient.
He's not willing to give him the runway for him to develop.
I am willing, but I just would like to see a couple games here and there. If he gave me one game during the 82-game season where he gave you 25 and 10, I'd go, oh, okay. We're on to something. But he just doesn't show you anything
now
yet.
Now I need to dive into his game logs.
Yeah, good luck finding the big silly.
I'm gonna find something, telling you.
Anyway, U.S. men's team plays Serbia. Before that, it is France against Germany. I believe Germany is the favorite. Germany doesn't have as many big names. They don't have a Wemby, but they've got Dennis Schröder. They've got the Wagner brothers.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see who wins that game. The U.S., though, being told by their coach, don't sleep on Serbia.
This is relatively late in the season. This is a February game, actually a close game against the Celtics. The Wizards lost by 4 points. Bilal had 21, 8, 3 assists.
That was a good game.
Two steals.
Was that his season high?
Now, he shot 6-for-18 from the field.
It's okay.
4-for-12 from 3-point
That's encouraging.
Land.
I didn't see many of those.
I feel like he had a few good games down the stretch. You know, where
He's got a good shot.
At the end of January against the Clippers, he had 19, 4 boards, 2 assists, 2 blocks, and a steal.
I'm not
shot
out on him, Cakes.
From the field.
I know you get upset. I'm not out on him. I just have my doubts. And this was a big article online. I didn't write the article, and it was just talking about Bilal Coulibaly.
He averaged 8.5 points as a rookie.
I just told you, DeMar DeRozan.
He's a lockdown defender, and he's got unlimited ceiling for growth.
I think he's Max Otto Porter.
Oh, I think he can develop.
I hope he's better than that.
Like peak Otto Porter.
Peak Otto.
Yeah.
I think his ceiling is higher than peak Otto.
Okay.
Personally. But again, remember, I discovered him. I planted the flag on Bilal Coulibaly.
You get all the credit for it.
I get all the credit. Just have it streaming in.
I mean, the truth is, I do have faith in the guys making the decisions.
Mm-hmm.
We like Winger.
Will Dawkins.
We like Dawkins.
We love the brain trust.
So
the coach is kind of boring. Let's be honest. He's kind of boring.
Yeah. I don't have much file on Keith.
He's actually Bobby Blicky's guy.
Oh, really? They're boys? They're tight?
I don't think they're boys, okay. But they went to the same high school.
Gotcha.
So. Anyway, U.S. women's team, they're taking care of business. I don't think they ever lose. I want to say they've won 59 straight in international competition. They crushed Nigeria, so they make it to the semifinals. Pole vaulter made some news yesterday. Pole vaulters have been hot.
They've been hot this Olympics. It's true.
This one is a Canadian pole vaulter.
This is a chick, right?
Alicia Newman.
Yeah.
And she made headlines. Now, she won the bronze.
All right.
All right. So we had the conversation about bronze versus bulge. What would you rather have?
Right.
When the French pole vaulter knocked down the bar with his bulge. This one just is hot, and she twerked after she hit her last jump.
I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. That's kind of funny. It
doesn't bother me. It's just like a 2-second thing.
Who cares? Yeah, I mean,
she's just trying to get viral.
She shook it for a little bit after her successful.
Does she have like a huge online following?
I don't know.
She like the next Allison Stokey?
Sure. Yeah.
She looks attractive. She's got a bunch of tattoos.
Right. Well, she'll regret those.
The NCAA hands Jim Harbaugh a 4-year show cause.
What's the difference?
For recruiting
that's like
violations.
Giving me a demerit.
Yeah, how is that going to affect him in his daily life at this point?
Well, if he wanted to go back to college, he's effectively banned from college athletics until August 2028.
He don't want to go back.
He's going to be with the Chargers till at least then. What does it matter?
Mm-hmm. I'm not saying it matters. I'm just telling you what happened.
Okay.
I mean, do you believe him at all? He claims he's this big innocent.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. And isn't there going to be a 30-for-30 on the guy that was stealing the signs?
I think you're right.
And he was in a disguise and everything.
Honor Stallions.
Yes.
I think there's going to be a documentary. I don't know if it's a 30-for-30 or one of those
Netflix. Yeah.
Remember,
by the way,
I've seen an ad for it.
I watched the first episode of the Bears, Hard Knocks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Weren't feeling it?
Nothing. Were you bothered like the Giants one is way better.
Were you bothered by Caleb Williams' purse that went online?
I did notice it. I'm not kidding. I did notice it.
He had one of those male purses.
I mean, I don't know what he's doing. I'm like, when you're rich,
he was walking out of a quarterback
like
room.
When you become like filthy rich, you just have to become a weirdo. Like,
I don't know.
But I've seen Shannon Sharp walking out of places with those types of bags.
Is it like a
bag? Yeah, I'm sure it's like a Louis Vuitton.
No.
It's like
fanny packs, much more culturally acceptable.
Yeah.
It looks like a purse.
Man purse. It's just listen, man, he's just an eccentric dude, I guess. I don't know. They had him, you know how the rookies all have to sing? He bombed the singing and it wasn't even good. Like, he was terrible. I don't know.
I would be so bad at that.
I would be bad at it too, but at least kind of try.
Cakes, don't disrespect fanny packs.
Fanny packs are hot again. They used to be like the scourge of society. Like, if you were walking around with a fanny pack,
don't lump fanny packs in the same way as purses.
But I have to say, I don't think it's worth watching. I was struggling to find a storyline that was super interesting.
I've been telling you for years. I'm over the training camp hard knocks. Yeah, I'm now full blown into the off season draft, free agency.
I'm totally
knocks, like they're doing with.
But
the Giants.
They say the in season is good. The in season is better.
I haven't gotten into that because you know why? I'm too busy watching. Yeah. NFL games in right. season.
Right. Speaking of which, you have two tonight.
Oh, beautiful.
You have two games tonight in the preseason. I mentioned this yesterday. Here's your schedule. NFL Network, 7 o'clock. You got Panthers, Patriots. Mm-hmm. And then also at 7 o'clock, I don't know if you'll be able to see it anywhere, Lions, Giants.
Ooh. I need to see me some more Malik Nabers.
I definitely
want to see what he does against real full blown competition.
I want to see Carolina too because I want to see Bryce Young. He'll play at least.
I would
two
think
or
probably
three
at least
series,
a quarter,
right?
Probably yeah. about a quarter.
He needs to play probably a half.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want. You know what? Remind me to want. Oh, we're doing a dinner tonight, aren't we?
We are doing dinner tonight.
Yeah, but that's before.
Before is right.
Oh no, it is right.
It's right in the middle.
No. Well, no, but yeah, I guess the early part. We'll be back to watch the end of the game if you wanted to.
I'm going to bed.
We'll be back. I'm going to slam a beer into my face, and then I'm going right to bed.
Valdez, are you going to this dinner that
yes.
we're going to?
Yes.
You're going to have, I mean, I might forget.
I'll send you a text.
You never do. You always say that, and you never do.
I will do it today, but you got to pay me a dollar on your Venmo.
You look so
you
got to
remember, too, I'm a little out of sorts because D's out of town.
Okay.
Just me, just kind of floating.
Right. Bachelor life.
Yeah.
Bachelor life. But
rudderless.
I got one eye on my 15-year-old.
Okay.
She's running around. But
15. I mean, she's basically a self-supporting entity.
Correct.
At 15.
I mean, I see her for a brief 10 seconds a day.
Hey, do we have to bring anything
no.
to this dinner?
No.
Like, isn't it customary no. to bring like a bottle of wine?
Bring a bottle of Scotty's vodka.
Yeah. Yeah, you know
instead of wine, I'll bring a bottle of Scotty's vodka.
I'm bringing
vodka.
Myself. I'm bringing this ball of charisma to dinner. I'm bringing this Riz to
look
dinner.
Look at Eric's face. Look how pained he is.
What time is it?
6:30.
Right in the heart of rush hour.
I'm going to send you a text. Don't even worry about it.
It could take you an hour to get there.
Hour would
please,
be fine.
That'd be a win.
An hour is fine.
And finally, Nats lose. Orioles win. Jackson Holliday, another home run. Anthony Santander with a couple. He's up to 34. But Jackson Holliday has been
heating up.
He's been on a heater.
Good for him.
Good. I'm glad to see. I didn't want to see the kid bust. That would have been terrible.
All right, coming up a bit later on an Open Line Thursday, we will hit the Skins at 7. When we come back, we're going to tell you the latest from Costco membership. You might have to dig Ooh. Deeper into your pocket for your Costco membership going forward. We'll get into that next on The Fan. So I'm guessing a lot of our listeners are Costco members.
Sure.
I have a Costco membership. And
what does it cost? About $50 generally?
Well, that's
I have no idea.
I've got the executive, and I think it
the executive, I think
this is my life leak
is $120 for a year.
Yeah,
but
I don't know
the cost of it. The cost for an individual membership is going up soon from $60 a year to $65 a year.
What's the difference between executive and
the executive?
Other?
From what I know,
yeah,
the main perk is that you get 2% back of everything you spend at Costco as like a check, or they deposit it and it's like a card that you can use back at Costco. Mm. 2% back.
I get a coupon. Yeah. I barely use the card. I can't remember the last time I've been to Costco, but I'm on like an automatic renewal.
Yeah.
And I keep saying that I'm going to change to just be the regular member because my executive membership, it's just a waste.
I don't think I've ever used a perk with the executive membership.
Oh, I've used it. Because they've sent me a check in the mail.
Yeah, I got a check for like $8.
Well, yeah. Mine was for more than that.
Well, because you go to Costco a lot.
I go a decent amount.
How much was your check?
Last one, no, it wasn't quite that. It was like $45 or $50.
I mean, is it making up the difference for what you're paying?
No, of course not. I mean, I use it. I use it.
All right.
But the days of just walking in to the entrance and just flashing your Costco card.
Not going to work.
And the person just nodding and letting you buy, those days are done.
Yeah, because apparently a lot of people use friends' cards.
Sure.
Like, so what do you have to do now?
AEB, you a Costco member? Like, you don't have to be a Costco member, right? So, AEB, you a Costco member? You'd say yes. Can I borrow your card? Right. Boom. That's all you need to do. Nobody ever checks.
It's like Netflix password sharing.
So you don't have
That's what they're cracking down on.
You don't have to scan your card when you check out?
No.
Because I'm not a Costco guy.
No, no. You, when you check out, you do scan your card.
But they're not checking your ID.
They're not checking it against you to see if it's you. If it's you on the card. Now they're cracking down on that. They're going to have scanners at the entrance to every Costco.
The entrance always seems silly to me because just do that at the cashier. Because they're going to do that at the cashier anyway, right?
Well, theoretically, they're trying to keep the non-members out of there.
Yeah, because then...
Why? Because they can't buy anything unless they have...
I know, but can you imagine if someone goes in... Store.
Like, it causes chaos.
Yes.
Why would I go into a store if I knew I couldn't buy anything there?
I don't know.
That would just be dumb.
Right.
If you want to steal something. But okay. That's their low-level security.
All right.
The entrance to a Costco, at least the one I go to, mostly the one in Gaithersburg... It's already kind of a goat rodeo at the entrance because you've got two people just checking the cards, people grabbing carts. It's a big mess.
Well, leaving's a joke too. You have to get in the line so that they stare at your receipt and they just put they take a Sharpie and just go, okay, you're good.
But like, is scanning the card, is it going to streamline things or is it going to make it worse getting into Costco?
I think it's going to make it worse. I don't think they're worried about that. I think they just believe they're going to generate more revenue.
Right.
That they've probably done the calculations that maybe 15% of the people that are, I'm making up a number, but they're guessing 15% of the people are using other people's cards.
Yeah.
They're not paying membership fees. And if they can get all those people to pay membership fees, they're generating that much more revenue.
All I know is the last two times I've been to Costco, each time, it's been over a $500 purchase.
Oh, my gosh.
Jeez. Now, I don't go a lot, but they've been...
Well, it's because you're doing your bulk grocery shopping.
Like, my cart is jam-packed. I mean, it has everything. It's got toilet paper, paper towels, soda, Celsius, steaks. It's got bully sticks for my dog. It's got everything.
You get non-food.
Place has everything.
That's a lot of double chunk chocolate cookies. There.
What's the biggest non-food item you bought? Like, if you bought a television from Costco yet?
I mean, I have done it in the past.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, in the past 20 years.
Have you bought, like, a sofa?
I bought an iPad from Costco.
Have you bought a sofa?
Not bought furniture.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Have you bought clothes? You bought some of their hoodies or whatever?
Oh, yeah, sure, of course. Yeah. Like a Caps hoodie or like socks. Or like a $30 pair of nub shoes back in the day. Sure.
Socks is pretty much the only thing I've ever bought.
Underwear. Slim Jims. They offer everything.
No chicken bakes.
I'm not a big... I've had chicken bakes before. And now Valdez, he's baiting me with the... Just what I feel is the scourge of TikTok right now. Now, I'm not on TikTok. But of course, I'm exposed to it. Because sometimes you see TikTok feeds like on your Twitter.
Of course.
It's the Costco family that runs around saying boom
or
all
doom
the time.
Or it could be doom.
And Valdez exposed me to them, and now my brain has rotted even further than it's already
so
been.
So give
rotted.
Me the bit. It's boom or doom.
It's just a family that goes around and does bits in Costco, and they take bites out of the chicken bake and out of the big double chocolate chunk cookie, and It's just driving American society to the brink of extinction. It's just so dumb.
Do they do a review?
I'll find it for you.
So it's like what Kelsey does.
It's close to that, but it's, in my opinion, way dumber.
We're Costco guys. Of course we go shopping while eating a chicken bake.
We're Costco guys. Of course we had to try the new double chunk chocolate cookie.
Oh.
We're Costco guys. Of course we have to try out the furniture.
I hate all those. Every reel like that. Oh, I play soccer at University of Alabama. Of course I do this. Or you know, they have that kind of shtick for anything you think of. Oh, I'm a divorced mom. Of course I go to the bar and then...
The thing that enrages me the most is... These idiots are making millions of dollars. I'm sure of it. I know they're making millions. Because dogs like Malmese are popularizing them and giving them an audience.
Well, this is better. Whatever this is, I don't even know what this is.
This is their song.
This is better than the boom that they did before. This actually is a little bit more entertaining to me.
They do reviews. It's boom or doom.
Slightly more entertaining.
And they bring the boom. Big Justice and AJ.
I would say it's as bad.
And don't forget about the Rizzler.
you know all the characters.
He knows the whole dumb Costco family.
The Rizzler. That's kind of like that.
And there, it's just bad shtick to the nth degree, but it's.
How many followers do they have?
Please don't tell me.
Hold up. What's the name of the family again?
I don't know.
I just know AJ and Big
Justice. Costco guys?
Yeah, Costco guys. They're hot on TikTok. The hottest thing ever.
And tell me how many millions of dumb American followers they have, like Valdez. And it'll just drive me insane.
I get a lot of reels of like, these are the top 10 deals at Costco this week.
Yeah.
But I don't get the Costco guys.
Well, good.
Although I probably will now because everyone's talking about it.
Consider yourself
lucky. Oh, man. This is really going to infuriate you. AJ Bufumo.
Yeah.
Has 1.4 million followers.
On TikTok?
Yep.
I mean, that has to be getting monetized to some crazy amount.
His last two videos, I guess this is a pinned video.
Yeah.
But I see one here where the kid's playing baseball. He's got 6 million views.
Yeah.
Then his next one's got 26.4 million views.
Yeah. Again, this is reason number 7,000 why I need to strap into a rocket ship and just blast me to outer space and let me go colonize Mars. Like, I don't belong here.
Dude, the Rizzler.
Things I like, most people do not like.
The Rizzler is making a ton of money. Yeah, but you know what it is? A lot of times. Now, my 7-year-old's not on TikTok, but she'll go on, you know, YouTube Reels. And
sure.
I can't remember the name. She used to follow, like, this family where there were, like, two girls that were kind of into gymnastics. Mm-hmm. And those kids are making so much money.
I know.
The Rizzler is probably worth millions.
You know what? I'm just going to quit radio and go to Costco and eat big slices of pizza and make up a dumb song and make millions. I'm going to laugh at you guys.
They just got done doing an ad or endorsement for Starbucks.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you know what? That might mean I'm boycotting Starbucks going forward unless they want to pay me.
They have Starbucks money.
To be an endorser. Because then, of course, I would come back to you with open arms.
Are you shocked they gave everything at Starbucks a boom?
No, I'm not
a doom.
Not shocked by that whatsoever. hopefully I never talk about that family ever again. When we come back, we will hit the skins, tell you about the latest in Commanders training camp. They are on the road for a joint practice with the Jets today before their preseason game on Saturday. And at 7:20, Mike Jones from The Athletic will join us. We'll go around the NFL with him at 7:20. So I'm guessing a lot of our listeners are Costco members.
Sure.
I have a Costco membership. And
what does it cost? About $50 generally?
Well, that's
I have no idea.
I've got the executive, and I think it.
The executive, I think
this is my life leak.
Is $120 for a year.
Yeah,
but
I don't know
the cost of it. The cost for an individual membership is going up soon from $60 a year to $65 a year.
What's the difference between executive and
the executive?
Other?
From what I know, the main perk is that you get 2% back of everything you spend at Costco as like a check, or they deposit it and it's like a card that you can use back at Costco. Mm. 2% back.
I get a coupon. Yeah. I barely use the card. I can't remember last time I've been to Costco, but I'm on like an automatic renewal.
Yeah.
And I keep saying that I'm going to change to just be the regular member because my executive membership, it's just a waste.
I don't think I've ever used a perk with the executive membership.
Oh, I've used it. Because they've sent me a check in the mail.
Yeah, I got a check for like $8.
Well, mine was for more than that. Because
you go to Costco a lot.
I go a decent amount.
How much was your check?
I think the last one, no, it wasn't quite that. It was like $45 or $50.
I mean, is it making up the difference for what you're paying?
No, of course not. I mean, I use it.
All right.
But the days of just walking in to the entrance and just flashing your Costco card.
Not going
to
work.
And the person just nodding and letting you buy, those days are done.
Yeah, because apparently a lot of people use friends' cards.
Sure.
Like, so what do you have to do now?
Hey, EB, you a Costco member? Like, you don't have to be a Costco member, right? So, hey, EB, you Costco member? You'd say yes. Can I borrow your car? Right. Boom. That's all you need to do. Like, nobody ever checks.
It's like Netflix password sharing.
So you don't have
that's what they're cracking down
on. You don't have to scan your card when you check out?
No.
Because I'm not a Costco guy.
No. When you check out, you do scan your card.
But they're not checking your ID.
They're not checking it against you to see if it's if it's you on the card. Now they're cracking down on that. They're going to have scanners at the entrance to every Costco.
The entrance always seems silly to me because just do that at the cashier. Because they're going to do that at the cashier anyway, right?
Well, theoretically, yep. They're trying to keep the non-members out of there.
Yeah, because then...
Why? Because they can't buy anything unless they have...
I know, but can you imagine if someone goes in...
Like, it causes chaos.
Yeah.
Why would I go into a store if I knew I couldn't buy anything there?
I don't know.
That would just be dumb.
Right.
If you want to steal something. But okay. That's their low-level security.
All right.
The entrance to a Costco, at least the one I go to, mostly the one in Gaithersburg... It's already kind of a goat rodeo at the entrance because you've got two people just checking the cards, people grabbing carts. It's a big mess.
Well, leaving's a joke too. You have to get in the line so that they stare at your receipt. And they just they take a Sharpie and just go, okay, you're good.
But like, is scanning the card, is it going to streamline things or is it going to make it worse getting into Costco?
I think they believe, I don't think they're worried about that. I think they just believe they're going to generate more revenue.
Right.
That they've probably done the calculations that maybe 15% of the people that are, I'm making up a number, but they're guessing 15% of the people are using other people's cards.
Yeah.
They're not paying membership fees. And if they can get all those people to pay membership fees, they're generating that much more revenue.
All I know is the last two times I've been to Costco, each time, it's been over a $500 purchase.
Oh, my gosh.
Jeez. Now, I don't go a lot, but they've been...
Well, it's because you're doing your bulk grocery shopping.
Like, my cart is jam-packed. I mean, it has everything. It's got toilet paper, paper towels, soda, Celsius, steaks. It's got... Bully sticks for my dog. It's got everything.
You get non-food.
Place has everything.
That's a lot of double chunk chocolate cookies. There.
What's the biggest non-food item you bought? Like, if you bought a television from Costco yet?
I mean, I have done it in the past.
Yeah.
I mean, in the past 20
years.
Have you
bought, like, a sofa?
I bought an iPad from Costco.
Have you bought a sofa
from there yet? Not bought furniture.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Have you bought clothes? Have you bought some of their hoodies or whatever?
Oh, yeah, sure, of course. Yeah. Like a Caps hoodie or like socks. Or like a $30 pair of Nubs shoes back in the day. Sure.
Socks is pretty much the only thing I've ever bought.
Underwear.
There.
Slim Jims. They offer everything.
No chicken bakes.
I'm not a big... I've had chicken bakes before. And now Valdez, he's baiting me with the... Just what I feel is the scourge of TikTok right now. Now, I'm not on TikTok. But of course, I'm exposed to it. Because sometimes you see TikTok feeds like on your Twitter.
Of course.
It's the Costco family that runs around saying boom
or
all
doom
the time.
Or it could be doom.
And Valdez exposed me to them, and now my brain has rotted even further than it's already been.
So give me the bit. It's boom or doom.
It's just a family that goes around and does bits in Costco, and they take bites out of the chicken bake and out of the big double chocolate chunk cookie, and it's just driving American society to the brink of extinction. It's just so dumb.
Do they do a review?
I'll find it for you.
So it's like what Kelsey does.
It's close to that, but it's, in my opinion, way dumber.
We're Costco guys. Of course we go shopping while eating a chicken bake.
We're Costco guys. Of course we had to try the new double chunk chocolate cookie.
Oh.
We're Costco guys. Of course we have to try out the furniture.
I hate all those. Every reel like that. Oh, I play soccer at University of Alabama. Of course I do this. Or you know, they have that kind of shtick for anything you think of. Oh, I'm a divorced mom. Of course I go to the bar and then...
Oh, the thing that enrages me the most is... These idiots are making millions of dollars. I'm sure of it. I know they're making millions. Because dogs like Valdez are popularizing them and giving them an audience.
Well, this is better. Whatever this is, I don't even know what this is.
This is their song.
This is better than the shit that they did before. This actually is a little bit more entertaining to me.
They do reviews. It's boom or doom.
Slightly more entertaining.
And they bring the boom. Big Justice and AJ.
I would say it's as bad.
And don't forget about the Rizzler.
All the characters.
He knows the whole dumb Costco family.
The Rizzler. That's kind of like that.
And it's just bad shtick to the nth degree, but it's.
How many followers do they have?
Please don't tell me.
Hold up. What's the name of the family again?
I don't know.
I just know AJ and Big Justice.
The Costco guys?
Yeah, Costco guys. The Costco guys. Hot on TikTok. The hottest thing ever.
And tell me how many millions of the dumb American followers they have, like Valdez. And it'll just drive me insane.
I get a lot of reels of like, these are the top 10 deals at Costco this week.
Yeah.
But I don't get the Costco guys.
Well, good.
Oh, I probably will now because everyone's talking about it.
Consider yourself
lucky. Oh, man. This is really going to infuriate you. AJ Bufumo.
Yeah.
Has 1.4 million followers.
On TikTok?
Yep.
I mean, that has to be getting monetized to some crazy amount.
Last two videos, I guess this is a pinned video, but I see one here where the kid's playing baseball. He's got 6 million views.
Yeah.
Then his next one's got 26.4 million views.
Yeah. Again, this is reason number 7,000 why I need to strap into a rocket ship and just blast me to outer space and let me go colonize Mars. Like I don't belong here.
Dude, the Rizzler.
Things I like, most people do not like.
The Rizzler is making a ton of money. But you know what it is? A lot of times. Now, my 7-year-old's not on TikTok, but she'll go on, YouTube Reels. And
sure.
I can't remember the name. She used to follow, this family where there were, two girls that were kind of into gymnastics. Mm-hmm. And those kids are making so much money.
I know.
The Rizzler is probably worth millions.
You know what? I'm just going to quit radio and go to Costco and eat big slices of pizza and make up a dumb song and make millions. I'm going to laugh at you guys.
They just got done doing an ad or endorsement for Starbucks.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you know what? That might mean I'm boycotting Starbucks going forward unless they want to pay me.
They have Starbucks money.
To be an endorser. Because then, of course, I would come back to you with open arms.
Are you shocked they gave everything at Starbucks a boom?
No, I'm not a doom. Not shocked by that whatsoever. hopefully, I never talk about that family ever again. When we come back, we will hit the skins, tell you about the latest in Commanders training camp. They are on the road for a joint practice with the Jets today before their preseason game on Saturday. And at 7:20, Mike Jones from The Athletic will join us. We'll go around the NFL with him at 7:20.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right?
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.